This is the day that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez appears before the Senate Judiciary Committee to defend President Bush's domestic eavesdropping program. The administration has defended the legality of listening to phone calls thought to involve suspected terrorists. NPR's David Wellner reports on how the administration has justified the eavesdropping so far.
3 days after the 9/11 attacks, Congress passed what's called an Authorization for the Use of Military Force resolution. It said the president could, quote, use all necessary and appropriate force against those nations, organizations, or persons he determines planned, authorized, committed, or aided the terrorist attacks that occurred on September 11, 2001. It also applied to any groups or persons who harbored those perpetrators, all in the name of preventing future attacks of international terrorism against the United States. Speaking last month in Kentucky, President Bush cited not only his constitutional powers as commander-in-chief, but also that congressional resolution as legal grounds for the warrantless spying program.
Congress in the authorization basically said that the president ought to, in authorization of the use of troops, ought to protect us. Well, one way to protect us is to understand the nature of the enemy. Part of being able to deal with this kind of enemy in a different kind of war is to understand why they're making decisions they're making inside our country.
But the Judiciary Committee's top Democrat, Patrick Leahy, says the congressional resolution was all about going after Osama bin Laden.
And now we find the administration, instead of saying, sorry, we didn't catch Osama bin Laden, even though you gave us the authority, they now want to use that authority as legal justification for a covert, illegal spying programs on Americans.
And former Democratic Senator Tom Daschle, who was majority leader at the time of the attacks, says the administration tried and failed to have the resolution cover domestic as well as international actions.
They came to us and asked if they could have the authority to take the all necessary action clause that we had put into the resolution and apply it to the United States as well. We denied it. So I think that their assertions that they have that authority are just flat wrong.
Some Republicans are complaining as well. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham recently assured Democrats on the Judiciary Committee that he, too, has questions.
I am very concerned that the war resolution is being interpreted overly broad. I think that is a legitimate concern for the Congress to have, and I look forward to working with you.
Even as the resolution was being debated 3 days after the 9/11 attacks, lawmakers such as Massachusetts House Democrat John Tierney insisted that Congress not write the president a blank check.
So while we specifically have not declared war tonight, we do make a law by which the president may engage United States armed forces in action against others. Congress's responsibility, I believe, Mr. Speaker, obligates us to remain informed and to have consultation with the president concerning any action under this resolution.
But Republican Congressman Henry Hyde of Illinois argued the resolution should not restrict the president.
In any other case, I might understand and sympathize with the gentleman's interest in keeping the president on a short leash as he goes about exercising the authority we give him tonight. But this is not any other case.
Still, because that resolution never spelled out such authority, the debate is bound to continue well beyond today's hearing. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.